The dispute over North Korea's nuclear ambitions has hit the South Korean economy as Moody's credit rating agency cut its outlook on South Korea to negative. The move could make it harder for South Korean companies to borrow money. Moody's Investors Service cut South Korea's sovereign debt outlook by two notches on Tuesday to negative from positive. South Korea's long-term rating stands at A3. Moody's says increased uncertainty regarding North Korean actions make it unlikely that South Korea's rating could improve soon. It also says recent North Korean actions are more provocative than Pyongyang's behavior and threats in the past. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have escalated over the past 4 months after Washington said Pyongyang was violating a 1994 agreement to halt its efforts to develop nuclear weapons. North Korea has since moved to reactivate an idled nuclear plant in Yongbyon and kicked out international nuclear monitors. Moody's upgraded South Korea's outlook from positive to stable just last November, a move some analysts say did not properly take into account the risks on the Korean Peninsula. Dilip Sahani is a market analyst with the investment bank HSBC.
We have already incorporated a geopolitical risk from North Korea. Not so much actually in war, but if their regime was to collapse, the potential cost to South Korea to help destabilize that. We were surprised by the original move when they upgraded it on November 15th.
South Korea has one of the largest economies in the world, and its population is more than double the North's. North Korea is one of the world's poorest countries and suffers from shortages of both food and fuel. Moody's also changed the outlook to negative for 5 South Korean banks. Mr. Sahani says the negative rating means South Korean companies may have to pay higher interest rates when they borrow overseas.
Moody's has decided to move this one down, so the cost of funds for all of these banks will moderately go up. It will dampen investor enthusiasm, I think, in the short run.
Seoul's benchmark KOSPI index, already at 15-month lows, ended little changed Tuesday at 576. The downgrade, however, put pressure on South Korea's currency. The won fell 1.6% against the dollar Tuesday. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.